Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to my channel. This is about early prisoner releases in Wales and England that's been announced here. Now, when the Labour government took over in July 2024, one of the earliest decisions they made was to release people very early, because now prisoners are usually let out of jail after having served 50% of their sentence. It depends on the length of the sentence and indeed their behaviour in prison, but for good conduct is often 50%. So it's huge remission. Roughly speaking, the longer the sentence, you the greater the proportion of it you serve. Like if you serve sentence to 35 years, you might actually serve 30. But anyway, this was something that the Labour government couldn't avoid doing, and obviously that's the difficulty of governance. Inevitably, you're going to have to make some unpopular decisions, because the prison population of England and Wales is like at 99%. And then we're going to face a situation whereby police arrested people, sometimes very dangerous people, not like shoplifting or graffiti or something, and there'd be no prison cells for them. And obviously you can keep people in, your prison cells, you can keep them police station cells, but only temporarily. If they are remanded in custody, they have to go to prison. So what are they going to do? The idea was that we'll release some of the least dangerous ones, and some of these prisoners were jubilant, saying, I'm a Labour voter forever. Now, the Conservative and Unionist Party leapt on this one opportunistically, saying, oh, you're putting dangerous felons out onto the street. Now, they tried to release the sort of non-dangerous people. And it begs the question, for some offences, should people in jail at all? Like, things like, you know, Chris Hoon, this is years ago, the deputy leader of the Liberal Democrats, perjury about his speeding points, so you've given sort of a year in jail, serve 6 months, something like that. Wouldn't it be better to bankrupt him? Like, you know, charge him 2 million quid, take away his house, and not serve a day in prison? Because if you're walking down the street at midnight and you knew Chris Hoon was walking the other way, you wouldn't be worried. You know, prison is mainly for dangerous people. He's not dangerous. You might say, yeah, but the 2 million quid, that's not enough of a deterrent. And it's unjust that the rich people can get away with this and the poor people can't, because what if a poor person that did the same, or you couldn't bankrupt them, they got no assets. And there is a certain logic to that one. But I mean, non-custodial sentences, I mean, where possible. Now, I don't want to be ridiculously limp-wristed about this. I do believe in giving people cautions and chances, but you know, you have to do something quite severe usually to end up in jail. You know, with chance after chance after chance after chance, and so on. And that was also unjust when real wickedry is not adequately punished. But now there's so the shortage of prison places, and obviously to build more prisons, but it's really expensive. And keeping someone in Category A costing like £70,000 a year. There was someone who committed murder in the Isle of Man, and it was being kept in a prison in England because they don't have a suitable prison place for him. Someone told me it costs over £1 million a year to keep this person in jail. I mean, I doubt it, but anyway. That's it. So they often serve only 40% of the sentence. Now, sometimes it's been reduced to only a third of the sentence, because what is to be done? Yeah, because the prison population is already 86,495. That's 97% of usable capacity. And you can't put more than a certain number of people in the cell, for they got their human rights, they could be sued, the taxpayer have to have paid out loads of compensation, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not sure they even released a halfway house, or sometimes completely released, sometimes released on tagging, but it's not much of a deterrent when you're trying to drive down crime. Now, admittedly, I think crime has gone down somewhat in recent years. I mean, it was pretty low in the early noughties. Then in the sort of David Cameron years, it was rising. Has it gone down a little bit in the last few years? So I know people like Farage like to say it's very high, but I mean, it's not as high as it used to be. It depends what you're looking at. The early noughties was one of the lowest periods of crime. Okay, so the prison population would be projected to rise to 104,000 by 2032, because that's why if something were not done. So the Sentencing Act of this year has provided some more early release, okay? And they just can't build prison places fast enough. You have to employ these prison officers. A great number of them come from Nigeria, fascinatingly. Now, who would want to do it? I mean, if you're 18 and got no qualifications, you can get that job relatively well paid. I'm not saying the Nigerians are all like that. But, I mean, a lot of British people don't want to do it, because you have to deal with a lot of really vicious, dangerous, detestable people. Some of them are mentally ill, some of them mentally subnormal. They're fighting each other, attacking you. They commit suicide sometimes. And dealing with punishment would not be pleasant. Okay, maybe there's a very high-minded, noble people who think they can turn a bad person into a good person. Occasionally they can. I mean, there are obviously other penal models you can look at. You know, the Swedish model followed in the Netherlands and Germany and so forth. And that is all about rehabilitation from day one, small prisons. very, very highly trained officers, more like social workers, who greet the person by his Christian name and start working on reform the person from day one, and is highly successful. I think this is very expensive. I say it's worth it because they have far less crime, far lower prison population, and so on, low recidivism rates. So they see it as an investment. You know, problem solving, what went wrong? Why did you do this? How can we help you not to do it in future? Okay, so 5,000 prisoners who were due to be released in October being set free now. There was going to be 6,000, but it excluded some people who were there for the most serious violent crimes or indeed sexual crimes. And so that's it. Goodness. So the prison population in England is double what it was 35 years ago. So, wow. I suppose partly because a lot of crime in the early 90s, that rose, maybe some of the indeterminate sentences and so on. Then people are released on license. So they do anything wrong or even suspect they did anything wrong, they can be recalled to prison without having to prove anything done wrong. So breaches of license. A license might be conditioned. You can live here, you can't leave the country, or you can't contact this person or whatever. You can't obtain a knife or whatever it is. Okay, you can't go near a particular person. So that's it. The thing is, a lot of people in prison are there on remand awaiting trial, but some of them need to be there because they're such a flight risk, or there might be a danger to witnesses and so forth. Goodness, so building more prisons, and that is something I'm in favour of, but it's costly, I know that. So building them in like northeast England, for instance, areas of high unemployment, where you might attract people to be prison officers, where the property is cheap, and that might be a bit of a boon to the economy up there. They have this system of trusted prisons in jail. I don't know what else you can do. And they get paid for their work. They're working in the kitchen or cleaning, or what else they do, work in the prison farm in some places, work in the prison library, making socks, making football nets. They get paid below the minimum wage, and some of that goes for their bed and board, but they do get a tiny amount. Plus, there's a sense of achievement. I know someone was a prison chaplain many moons ago. He's dead now, unfortunately. Lovely chap. And he said they get some sense of satisfaction watching footer and saying, well, I made a net like that. Because sometimes they don't have a great deal of attainments in their lives. So, you know, I can't blame the Labour government for doing this. They didn't have an alternative. And it's easy to criticise, but Conservative Party, what were you going to do? Conservative Party was in office for 14 years, and this problem reached really boiling point. And obviously, Rishi Sunak decided not to deal with it before the election because that would be used against him. It was a hospital pass, and it's left to Labour to deal with it. But in the last 2 years, could they build some prisons really fast? Okay, just about. Just matter of what the Gurkhas managed to do. Prison camps, make it intense on Nissan huts or something like that. That would have been a possibility. Goodness, I'm not sure what else we can do. I don't want to send people to prison for very minor offences, but I realise there's some people who are a terrible danger to the public and they need to be incarcerated. Don't want to turn into sort of a carceral state like the United States. What say you? Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Then PayPal, George Cannon, 792.com. Goodbye.